time now for Dial a Doc, brought to us with FHN and Big Radio. Today, we're going to be talking with Megan Christensen, FHN Clinical Nurse Leader. Good morning, Megan. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for having me today.
Yes, and today's topic, diabetes and diabetes education at FHN. And I'll start out with diabetes, a growing concern in the United States today. Can you tell us a little bit more why that is and what's occurring? And secondly, what exactly is diabetes? I know I threw a bunch of questions at you all at once.
That's all right. I talk diabetes every day. Diabetes is a growing concern in the U.S. and actually globally since the 1940s, and there's a direct correlation to weight gain and obesity through the time period, and the prevalence of diabetes has increased as well. And of course, the COVID pandemic has had a significant impact on diabetics, on increasing the amount of diabetes we see and causing trouble for our existing diabetics when they have the infection. This morning I looked at the CDC, great resource for everybody, cdc.gov. They actually have a national diabetes statistics report, and I thought I'd look at current data. I'm always looking at that. And it clearly has increased even from numbers I used to say in the United States. There are 37.3 million people in the United States who have diabetes. That is a very large number. That's 11% of our population. And there are 96 million people who are pre-diabetic or borderline diabetic, which we'll be talking about. That number, too, has increased from data. And this goes through 2020. This is 2017 through 2020 data. So we're not even incorporating the whole COVID pandemic yet. So it is a very big deal, and it's increased in numbers over the years and continues to pick up the pace. What diabetes is a chronic condition in where the body has higher levels of sugar in the blood. And it can be related to a number of different scenarios in our body. But high level of sugar in your blood is very toxic to the body and can cause a lot of complications.
Now, with so many people getting diabetes that didn't used to, of course, weight is a biggie. Is it because people are living longer, too? Is that part of the equation?
You know, I don't know that it's so much of that. There's a huge genetic component as well. Your family history and your DNA play a big role in all types of diabetes, because that means your body has the genes and the DNA in there. And a lot of the research says that it is the presence of that and then an environmental risk factor that triggers it. And so also things like smoking increase our risk for that. Obesity are the biggest ones. Not so much like length of life, because if you live a healthy lifestyle, you can prevent diabetes and live a long, long time.
Well said. All right. We're talking with Megan Christensen, FHN Clinical Nurse Leader, part of Dial-A-Doc at FHN and Big Radio. Megan, there are different types of diabetes. What are they, and who is the most at risk for them?
That's a great question. There are three main types of diabetes that we talk about in diabetes arena. That is type 1 diabetes, used to be known as that juvenile onset diabetes, but we know now that you can get type 1 diabetes at any age. There is type 2 diabetes, and that is insulin resistance, and again, can come about. We see teenagers, especially when we have obesity involved, getting type 2 diabetes. And then there's gestational diabetes, and that is when a pregnant woman obtains diabetes, and it's insulin resistance, and I say it's usually the baby's fault. But anybody really can be at risk for diabetes. Some of the biggest risk factors, though, are family history of diabetes, your current BMI, and your obesity scale, if you're smoking, if you're inactive, and there are some really great tools. There are free risk factor tools on the American Diabetes website, diabetes.org. You can take a simple quiz if you're worried and see if you are at risk for diabetes. And I encourage anybody listening to go do that. And if your number's high, you take it to your primary care provider and discuss this with them.
You might have covered a little bit of this already, Megan, but what symptoms might someone have that could alert them to the fact that they might be diabetic? What are some red flags, if you will?
Yeah, definitely. Great question. And in a pre-diabetes state, there really are no signs and symptoms of diabetes. That's usually caught on some lab work. But for the onset of diabetes, common signs and symptoms are urinating more than usual. Maybe you get up once in the night and now you're getting up 3 or 4 times. This is usually accompanied by extreme thirst. You just drink tons and tons of water and you cannot satisfy your thirst. Feeling really hungry after eating is a sign of diabetes as well. Inability to just feel full and constantly feel hungry. Being very tired, having blurry vision outside of your norm and you know, seeing your eye doctor. Having frequent infections that you cannot get rid of. You have to keep going to get antibiotics and you just can't kick that infection. Slow healing wounds as well. If you cut yourself, it should, you know, scab over and start to heal. If you're seeing delayed wound healing, that can be a sign of high sugar. A big one is weight loss that's unintentional. If you're drinking Mountain Dew and eating cupcakes and losing weight, that's an abnormal sign and symptom. And lastly, you can have some neuropathy, which can be numbness and tingling in your hands and feet, or some like sharp shooting, stabbing pains.
All right. And some of those things might relate to something else, too, like having to go to the bathroom often. Also could maybe be something with the prostate, but that's why you check in with doctor and find out what's going on.
Absolutely.
All right. We've heard the term pre-diabetic. What actually does that term mean?
Pre-diabetes, or known as borderline diabetes, is a really big deal. There are, as I said, 96 million Americans who are pre-diabetic, and only about 10% of those people are aware that they have pre-diabetes. What this means is you have high sugar levels in your blood, but not high enough yet to be diabetic. Why it's a big deal is that if you get your act together and start exercising, change how you eat, what you drink, you can actually prevent the onset or delay diabetes for up to 10 years. And once you get diabetes, you can't get rid of it. So when you're a borderline, you have an opportunity to actually prevent getting a chronic disease.
Kind of sounds like going to the dentist pre things that might be happening, or getting your car checked all the time, going in for a yearly physical. I'm guessing sometimes blood checks and that type of thing, some of these numbers might jump out to say, hey,
very much.
And if you don't, you don't know that.
Yep. Your doctor usually is checking your sugar levels in routine labs. So make sure you're having your annual follow-ups and visits, and if you're having signs and symptoms, see your primary care. They are the one who can catch that.
And so many things are so much better if you catch them earlier than later, of course.
Absolutely.
Are the symptoms similar for someone who might be pre-diabetic?
Pre-diabetics typically will have no symptoms because the sugar levels are just a little bit high. And typically, if you're feeling those signs and symptoms I mentioned earlier and they are related to diabetes, you have real diabetes at that point. Pre-diabetes is very silent.
Okay, then once you have it, how is diabetes confirmed?
Diabetes is confirmed typically through glucose or sugar level in your labs. If that shows an elevation, which there are a ton of numbers in diabetes, and I don't want to confuse all that, it's all very much out there for you, then your doctor may do an A1C test. And a lot of insurances, especially Medicare, are requiring that your sugar level is at a certain level before they would approve you getting one of these A1C blood tests. But the doctor can diagnose, confirm, and tell you about pre-diabetes or diabetes with lab work.
Okay, so say someone has been confirmed that they do have diabetes. Then after that, what types of treatments are available?
That's a good question. We definitely recommend a new diagnosis, a diabetic, come see me. It's what I do every day. I have a dietitian on my team, Danielle. She's a diabetes educator. But it's important the patient come to diabetes education and learn all about the disease, what it is, what do I do. And you need a lot of support and help, and that's what we offer. Also, you may or may not be put on medications, just depending on how high the lab values are. All diabetics should be checking their blood sugars. I know you hear me out there. That's part of the education, though, is learning to test your blood, monitor at home. And then it really comes down to exercise and eating right.
So, and this might have been what you just said, too. What can people do to help reduce their risk of diabetes?
Absolutely. You need to get moving. And what we do to prevent diabetes also prevents so many other chronic conditions, helps with high blood pressure, helps reduce cholesterol. So when you do these steps, you're not only fending off diabetes, but you're fending off many other chronic conditions. And the number one thing that's recommended is to get our bodies moving. Avoid being sedentary. Recommendations are that we are active intentionally 5 days a week at 30 minutes a day. And if you're not doing that, start low and slow and do what your body allows. 10 minutes a day even helps fight these things off. Next, it's about eating healthy, balanced plates of food. We talk about this a lot in our community events. Great information on American Diabetes website, free for all people. But we have to change how we eat and how much carbohydrates we take into our body. Drink plenty of water and quit smoking.
Some wonderful advice. We're visiting with Megan Christensen, FHN clinical nurse leader, as part of FHN's Dial a Doc. Let's talk a class coming up where people can learn more about managing, even preventing diabetes, which is another area where you can help people manage their health. Can you tell us a little bit about that upcoming class?
Yes. This is on our FHN.org calendar of events. It's the Small Steps, Big Rewards. This is a focus on pre-diabetes, but diabetics are welcome as well. And it's June 15th at 5:30 p.m. It lasts about an hour and a half. We cover a lot of ground. Myself and my dietitian, Danielle, are both present. This is free to the community. It does require sign up. We are at Burchard Hills in the lower level, but also very exciting is we are projecting some of these classes out to our rural offices to save people drive time. So it's also available to be watched at our FHN Pecatonica office and our new FHN Joe Davies office. So patients in those areas can sign up and go to the office, and there's a huge TV screen there. You watch the whole class. You can interact and ask us questions. We did it at our last one, and it was a lot of fun. And it's all garnered to, and if you've been to one before, we ask you to come again. The more you hear information, the more you're around people in the same situation, the more likely you'll be successful at what you're trying to do.
Education is good. And maybe a suggestion for getting in that 30 minutes of a walk every day, get a walking buddy or a dog. That way you're kind of obligated 7 days a week, and it just becomes a great, wonderful habit.
Another good one I hear a lot of, especially with nice weather, is for working groups. Like on their lunch break, set up a little walking group and take those little 10-minute breaks when it's nice outside. And that's been some interventions I've heard from local community people as well.
Well, getting out in the sunlight and out in a park or a trail where you're out in nature is also good for the soul, too.
Yeah. Oh, and the dial, the walk-a-docs at Crate Park.
Yes.
Those are so fun.
Now let's wrap up. We've been visiting with Megan Christensen, FHN clinical nurse leader, as part of Dial a Doc today. Where can people learn more about these free events and register for them?
At our website, FHN.org, All of the diabetes events and information, how to reach me, is all on our website. In addition to the Small Steps, Big Rewards, for our diabetics, we have a adult diabetes support group. This requires no sign up. All diabetics and support people are welcome. Next one is May 4th, Wednesday at 5 p.m. at the hospital in the lower level conference dining room. And Dr. Tolliver will be joining us to start us off on the right foot, because foot care is very important to diabetes. And we have our Small Steps, Big Rewards on there. So visiting our website is a great way. You can get my contact information there as well.
Wonderful information. We visited with Megan Christensen today, FHN clinical nurse leader as part of Dial-A-Doc, FHN and Big Radio. Some amazing information and some nice positive thoughts for people to get out there, exercise, stay healthy. It'll help you out in the long run, make you live longer. Megan, wonderful talking with you. You take care, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Megan Christensen, FHN nurse leader and Dial-A-Doc today.